Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, March 22nd. Well, after starting out across the board, corn, wheat, soybeans lower on the overnight trade, we saw a bit of recovery in the corn and the wheat, but not so much in the beans. Looks like that's reflective of the fund positions in those different commodities, with the funds now short about 60,000 corn, short about 95,000 wheat. Maybe that selling pressure has abated some, and getting a little nervous down here after this big sell-off, whereas in the beans, we're still long about 125,000 contracts with the managed funds there, so plenty more bullets there to liquidate if need be. So let's take a look at the corn market. We had May corn finish up 3.5 cents at 633.5. That's about a dime off the earlier lows. December corn finished down 2.25 cents, 554.5, about 7 cents off earlier lows. USDA did have another flash sale this morning. We had a sale of 178,000 tons of corn to China there. Taking a look next at the wheat market, we had May Chicago wheat finished down 19.75 cents at 663.5. 20 cents lower off of a 684 high, but about a dime off of a 654 low there. Kansas City wheat may finish down 9 cents, 811.25. That was about 20 cents off of a 791.25 low. And we did get green on the day briefly there, excuse me, putting in a high about 822.75. But again, funds short about 90,000 contracts in that Chicago wheat contract. Minneapolis may finished down 12.75 cents, 833. That was just about 6 cents off the low, about 13 off the highs. Taking a look at beans, we had May beans finish the day down 18.5 cents, 1448.5, only a nickel off of a 1443.5 low, had a high of 1472. So again, not a lot of bounce in that bean market. Funds still long about 125,000-130,000 contracts there. November new crop beans finished down 23.5 cents, 1272.5, just 2 cents off of a 1270 low. The high ticked in there just a penny under $13, leaving at 1299. So again, U.S. Federal Reserve today raised rates by the expected quarter point, so doing enough to give the appearance of working on inflation without kind of caving in with this banking crisis. So I think they just let the world know that they're still there. We will see how that pans out. Outside markets after that Fed report, we've got the dollar trading at this point down 64 ticks, rather, 102.27. We've got crude oil trading up $1 a barrel, 70.67. And we've got the stock market at this point trading down 100 points. We're about 300 points off an earlier overnight high and just about 20, 30 points off of the day's lows. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.